Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Who our battle is not against. Wouldn't you agree that too often we restrict our battles to the physical? We battle physical temptations to sin, the physical injustice prevalent in impoverished nations, and the physical evil of persecuting governments, to name a few. But we restrict our focus to the physical realm. Victory will only be temporary. It's like putting a band-aid on a wound where there is internal bleeding. We need the armor of God, which allows us to fight not just the effects of the war, but the root of the conflict. To understand that, we need to know about who, what, and where we are fighting. You have read Ephesians 6:10 to 12, and who is in our battle, not against? Who are we not fighting against? Our spouse, children, in-laws, caustic bosses, unruly neighbors, or even our own propensities and weaknesses of the flesh. Do I have you thinking, who are your opponents? People are simply a conduit to the spiritual battle taking place in another realm. In verse 12, it says, the heavenlies, simply means the spiritual realm. That's hard to grasp because it's easier to do battle with the physical, what you can see. But getting physical, like punching someone out, is out of line. That would be like a policeman watching TV and pulling out his gun on a criminal he sees on a reality TV show. That only makes matters worse. The truth is, whatever has gone on, is going on, or will go on in the physical world, is rooted in the invisible spiritual realm. If you don't know how to navigate the spiritual realm, you can't hope to fix anything. So does that mean there's no place for action in this physical world? Of course not. So what is the perspective we need to do battle in this spiritual realm to affect a physical change? Because we're active in spiritual warfare doesn't mean you won't have tough conversations with coworkers or families. Nor does it mean you will live in your prayer closet hiding. You can actually move with confidence and power in the physical realm because you're prepared and ready. There'll be no more settling for easy fixes and minor wins. You will have tapped into the secret of the abundant life and real spiritual victory, meaning you will be living and fighting at a deeper level than most people, in the spirit and truth, meaning waiting on God. But you will also know that your opponents are more dangerous, treacherous, and numerous than you ever thought possible. 1 John 4:4 says, you are not from God, little children. You have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. We are from God. Lord, today, begin to sharpen my spiritual senses so that I can begin to see the true nature of the battles before me. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.